More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, on the brink of burnout. Feeling burned out? Challenges in your life or relationships wearing you down? We'll help you discover grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace and purpose. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, on the brink of burnout. Are you feeling burned out at the start of this week? Are challenges in your life or relationships wearing you down? Well, we want to help you discover grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace, your sense of purpose, and your energy and motivation to start overcoming those challenges that have been wearing you out. 877-573-7825.
Yeah, and I'm really glad we're looking at this for both dealing with people who are burning us out, because sometimes the relationships that we're in, even if we love the person dearly, they're getting on our last nerve. We just don't know how to do it anymore. And it's wearing us out. And then there are the situations that burn us out. And I think that, you know, that can happen at any point, but for some reason, this particular summer seems to be taking a lot of the moms that I'm talking to right out. Like, they are so burned out on having to do everything extra, having to be, you know, the cruise director of their children's lives, handle all the extra things, deal with the extra socializing and the things that are going on, not having the schedule and routine of a school year. And they are quickly getting burned out, even with at least a month left before those kiddos go back to school. So whether it's just a change in your circumstance, or your circumstances have been going on too long and wearing you out, or there are particular people where you're thinking, really? Again. They're in that mood. Again. They need to talk. Again. They need something from me. Again. Whatever that is, it can steal our joy. It can drain our energy. It can make our minds go at a million miles an hour every time we have to deal with it, and keep us from having peace, and sometimes even from being able to hear God and what He wants us to do about it all. And if that feels familiar at all to you, or you know somebody who's going through it, let us help today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share, is there a particular person, or for that matter, a specific challenge that you're just tired of having to deal with? You know, maybe there's a person in your life who wears you down. That, like Lisa was saying, that child who doesn't listen, right? Or maybe it's that spouse who just isn't tuning in. Maybe it's the parent or family member or friend who just takes up too much time or energy and won't accept those boundaries you're trying to set. Maybe there's a particular problem you're not quite sure what to do about, and you're feeling like, I just am going to have to settle. Yeah. Or maybe you're just having a hard time getting motivated in general. However burnout is affecting your life, we want to help you find those grace-filled ways to rediscover your peace and purpose and reclaim your energy. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And you might be wondering, well, what is that? Why should I care? And how could it possibly help me deal with burnout, especially burnout in particular relationships or dealing with specific problems? Well, so imagine this. Imagine the Holy Father came out and said, hey, I have some principles that all of you can use to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. Would you be interested in that? Well, of course you would. And that is what the theology of the body is. It's St. John Paul's way of revealing God's plan for how we can have that more abundant life and have those relationships he calls us to have by prayerfully reflecting on God's work through salvation history and his design and creation.
Burnout, when we really need to define it, and we really should, is caused by all effort that we're doing minus meaning. We've lost that sense of meaning, and it can refer to our work, our roles, our relationships, anything that we feel we're putting effort into but getting less and less benefit from. The theology of the body speaks to this when it reminds us of the difference between work and toil. See, before the fall, the work that Adam and Eve did to tend the garden was joyful and fulfilling. It had purpose and meaning, and their efforts literally produced good fruit. But after the fall, because sin knocked the entire world out of order, work became toil. The earth fought back against their efforts to cultivate it. Their work felt like a struggle. They lost sight of the purpose of their efforts. Work became something that divided them instead of making them feel united for a common purpose. This is the basis of burnout. When our effort seems meaningless, especially when it comes to our efforts to work on our relationship, that's burnout.
Well, that's right. And so reclaiming our joy and our energy in the face of burnout means reconnecting with the meaning and purpose behind what we're doing and approaching our work and relationships in a way that lets us feel more connected to God, to the people around us, and to our own best selves. You know, often it takes making a conscious effort to step back from what we're doing and intentionally remind ourselves why we're doing that thing, who we're doing it for, and what our goal is in choosing to do it in the first place. And then we need to ask ourselves if the way we've been doing that thing is really serving those goals, because chances are it's not. And it hasn't been for a long time. We just keep doing the same thing over and over, hoping something different will happen. And if that's the case, it's time to make some changes. You know, God doesn't want us to settle for grinding our way through the day in our work, our life, our relationships. Burnout can be a sign that we're starting to do that, and that we need to step back and practice what the theology of the body refers to as receptivity. By giving our situation to God, asking him to teach us how he wants to approach that work or role or relationship, and listening to his voice to guide us through. And if we can do that, his grace will bring the meaning, purpose, and joy back into everything that we do. And that all sounds great in theory, but how do we actually make that happen? Especially with all that noise that goes on inside of our head that tends to kind of block out those promptings of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's talk it out today on More to Life on our show titled On the Brink of Burnout. If you are feeling burned out by challenges you're facing in your relationships or a particular part of your life, we want to help you find grace-filled ways to break those problems down, find a new approach, and reclaim your sense of joy and purpose. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we often feel so worn down by the stuff we have to deal with and the people we have to put up with. And you are constantly calling to us in the face of all the experiences we have, good and bad. And so we ask you, Lord, to help us to be able to step back from those situations where we are feeling burned out And instead of doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result, we ask you to help us consider the effect that our efforts have had so far, to think about where you are actually asking us to go in this situation, and to begin to identify the responses that can help us get there step by step by step. Help us to not get caught up in trying to find the one big answer that's going to solve the whole problem, but rather to trust that you want to lead us step by step through those challenges so that we can not only resolve those problems, but grow closer to you in the process of learning to walk in your way. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled On the Brink of Burnout. And burnout can affect us generally, where we just feel like we've lost all of our sense of motivation, or it can deal with specific problems we're facing in a relationship or some part of our life. Let us help you discover grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace and power today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jim, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hey there, Jim. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. My wife and I have been taking care of an elderly parishioner from Ethiopia.
Okay.
She immigrated to this country in 2001 after her father and husband were killed in the war in Eritrea and just the violence over there. We helped her repair her car about 5-6 years ago. When she was still working. Since then, we've got her on long-term disability, Social Security disability. She's got congenital heart failure, end-stage renal, and a laundry list of other health ailments, which we've been able to navigate.
So when you say end-stage, is she in hospice then, or what's the situation there?
No, she's not in hospice. They offered it to her once a while back.
Okay.
Somehow she manages to rebound from all this litany of health stuff. And, just today, this morning, I get an email from the rental company that her automatic withdrawal didn't post, and because she doesn't have enough money in the checking account. And then the cab company calls me and says, we're waiting for her to come out to take her to dialysis today. And, I've told her the rent check comes out automatically. You need to make sure there's money in the bank. You need
sure.
to patiently wait for the taxi driver to take you to dialysis the 3 days a week that she goes. And in between those days, we schedule other doctor's appointments. So it's after 5 or so years, it gets really frustrating for us. And she does come to Mass almost every Sunday when she's able.
With all these different physical complaints, she, with you saying she's end-stage renal failure and all that, I mean, how actually capable is she of taking care of herself, of remembering to do these things or following through?
Great question. Sometimes we wonder ourselves. She needs help with her money, which we've done as far as managing it, so mm-hmm. that she has enough to live on coming into her checking account. She does go to the bank, keeps her money private, which is fine. We don't want any of it.
I guess I'm just not sure she's capable of, and I apologize for jumping in, but we just in the interest of time, I'm not sure she's capable of independent living at this point.
Well, I don't know either, and I'm trying to get her into an assisted living through the Columbus Diocese here in Ohio.
Uh-huh. Good.
Seton Housing North, but that's a 2-year waiting list.
And,
Yeah, so I pray for patience every day.
Well, I want to thank you for being willing to take this on and for being present to her through all of this time. You know, if the situation was a little bit different where she wasn't struggling with all of these health issues, I would probably suggest that, you know, you need to work to help her be a little bit more independent by, you know, having her take steps to call people. But she's not in a place where she can do any of that at this point.
No, at this point, you're literally assisting her to move from this stage of life into eternal life little by little. And Jim, I have to say, thank you, because you're doing exactly what God asked us to do when he told us to take care of widows and orphans. You truly are. And I know this is very hard work for you, but it's commendable work.
Yes, and I'm sorry that this has been so difficult. I'm sure that this wasn't what you were expecting when you started this process, but I'm grateful to you for being willing to make this sacrifice. The only other thing I could suggest to you would be most counties have not just a children's services department, but as part of their health and human services section, have an elders services department where a social worker can come and do an evaluation for a home situation and see whether the person is capable of independent living, and if not, make recommendations for assisted living that may have an opening. They would be able to provide some additional options that might not be available to you or that you might not be aware of. So the only thing that would be the thing I would suggest next is to contact the county department for elder services or senior services and see if they have a social worker who can come and do an evaluation of her ability to live on her own and make recommendations for short-term placement. With her being in end-stage renal failure, she would also qualify for hospice, and perhaps an inpatient hospice placement would be the best place to go right now. Because with end-stage renal failure, I don't think she's going to make it the 2 years that they have the waiting list. So it seems to me that hospice would really be the best thing to investigate at this point. So look into both of those options, Jim, and if there's more that we can do to support you, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're going to add you guys to our More to Life prayer list. But thank you for being willing to be the hands of Christ to this woman who is suffering so much, and for really sharing God's love with her through those efforts. I know that it's a challenge, and I know, as I said, it's more than you bargained for. But thank you for being willing to take that on. Honestly, your ministry to her is really inspiring to Lisa and I,
yes,
and I'm sure to all
absolutely.
Of our listeners as well. You're really living the gospel. Thank you. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls today on our show titled On the Brink of Burnout. Are you feeling burned out? Experiencing challenges in your life or a relationship that's wearing you down? We want to help you discover grace-filled ways to reclaim your sense of peace and purpose. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matthew and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Call Choice Insurance Agency at 734-641-4200.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? there's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled, On the Brink of Burnout. Are you dealing with a particular challenge or difficulty, say, in a relationship or some issue that you're struggling with, and it's wearing you down? We want to help you get your energy back and find that peace and purpose and new direction in the face of those challenges. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where he is an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body and a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you know, I was thinking that one of the areas where we can get burned out is where we are trying so hard to make a relationship work, to whether that's with our kid or a spouse or anybody else, really. But we're trying to have positive experiences with this person, and it just isn't coming together. You know, what do you recommend in your work with people who are in that situation, who are just getting burned out trying to create some kind of a positive experience, only to find that they're failing over and over again?
Yeah, man, that dichotomy, it can really be killer. You know, I'm trying to build this positive thing. I'm trying to connect with you in positive ways. And anytime I do, it's seeming to kind of blow up in my face or make it even worse. We want to break that dichotomy. And my way into this is often kind of interesting to people. But okay, let's take it out of this spectrum for just a second. When I'm working as a therapist with people, you mentioned theology of the body, when I'm working with people who have poor body image, for instance, you know, whether that's anorexia or something more light, one of the core things that we try to do first is not aim for pure body positivity, right? Because, you know, our culture often talks about learning to love your body or entering into body positivity, and that's a great goal, but it's often just too much to bite off all at once if I'm struggling to see myself in a healthy way. What we want to strive for preliminarily, you know, at first, as a kind of a first step, is body neutrality. I don't have to love my body. Can I just feel kind of neutral about it? Well, I recommend the same thing, actually, to break up this frustrating dichotomy you just described of trying to build a positive relationship only to become more and more frustrated. Instead of aiming for positive interactions all the time, can I just start off getting to a place where I can occupy a neutral approach to this person, a neutral place with this person? And I think there are a couple of concrete ways to do that that we can explore. But just to start off with, to lower that bar, to lower the stakes for myself, and recognize that that's an okay preliminary goal, can often sort of take some of the pressure off, I think.
No, I think that's a really interesting point. You know, and it goes to the idea that a lot of times, one of the reasons we get burned out when we're trying to solve any problem, but especially a relationship problem, is because we're trying to find the one thing that we can do that's going to get us all the way there. And what you're suggesting is that if we can't find that one thing to do to have that positive interaction with that person, it's okay to start by saying, you know what, let's have a less negative one. Let's have maybe a somewhat more neutral interaction where I can just be in the presence of this person and step back and see how I need to respond instead of trying to force it to be what I want it to be.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that leads me to actually the first concrete that I often suggest that people try out, which is force yourself for kind of an increment of time, whether that's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even a half an hour, to sit and be in that person's presence with no other distractions and no other goal or agenda, and just kind of observe them and note what you observe and note what feelings come up for you and just exist in that space. This is a really valuable thing to do, especially if, you know, I'm dealing with frustrations with my child, right? So often our relationships with our children can become about correcting them, and every conversation has to have an agenda and a goal, and I've got to find out this piece of information by the end of the conversation so that I can give them this piece of advice and redirect them in this way. hey, 5 minutes where I'm just going to sit with my kid and watch them and kind of be in their presence, right? Or with your spouse, 5 minutes where I'm just going to sit in the presence of my spouse and we're not talking about anything or trying to solve anything. I'm not on my phone. I'm just kind of observing. I'm observing them, observing myself, and seeing what feelings come up. And I'm just going to make a habit of that for a couple of days, a couple of weeks even. And the things I'm going to start to notice are real fruits that I can build a healthier relationship upon. Because for the first time, I'm going to be approaching that person without agenda. To take that to the second level, the other skill that I often suggest people try out is to kind of go deeper through journaling. Right, I recommend my clients always in a relationship that's proving frustrating to them, take a point at each day, preferably the same point either last thing before they go to bed or first thing in the morning when they get up, to write down just two examples. And those are the examples of, number one, at what point today did I feel closest to that person? And the second example is, at what point today did I feel most distant or most cut off from that person? And granted, most days, those examples are not going to be particularly exaggerated or crazy. They're going to be subtle. They're going to be nuanced. They're going to be comparative or relative to everything else I've experienced in the day. But if I can get a week, 2 weeks of raw data of just moments that I felt closer to them and moments that I felt more distanced from them, suddenly I have real amazing material to work with to start building a sense of patterns and things that I can use to feel closer to them all the time.
And you know, what you're describing is really the process that I was talking about earlier, where you need to bring these situations to God and say, okay, Lord, teach me how to respond to these situations in a new way instead of just allowing me to do the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. And this information, this process that you're describing, allows us to then step back enough to really hear what God is saying. Thanks, Jacob. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to come on over to CatholicCounselors.com. That's CatholicCounselors.com. We're taking your calls when we come back. On the brink of burnout. More with your questions when More to Life continues after the break.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of Drs. Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Father Deacon Lawrence Hendricks.
I was one of the first patients to receive a Viscera crown from Dr. Kennedy. The Viscera technology allows for restorations to be done in one visit. They always use the most advanced techniques in dentistry. I've always enjoyed the friendly staff and the personal relationships that I have at Ann Arbor Smiles.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net. Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchek. St. John Bosco is an important saint for Catholic families. Although he wasn't a parent, he was renowned for being a compassionate Christian teacher and the founder of a religious order dedicated to helping and educating children. At the time, people believed that children were little better than animals who responded only to physical punishment and harsh correction. One day in prayer, St. John Bosco received a heavenly vision where the Blessed Mother told him that children should be corrected not with blows, but with sweetness and charity. Deeply moved by this vision, Bosco developed an approach to discipline he called the preventive system, in contrast to what he considered to be the heavy-handed repressive system of his day. He taught his followers that even the most willful, defiant children would offer their heartfelt obedience if they were treated with love and respect. And not only did his approach work, but it raised a saint. His student, Saint Dominic Savio, is often called the first fruit of the preventive system. To learn more about Saint John Bosco and his preventive system, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, On the Brink of Burnout. Are you dealing with a challenge in your life or your relationship that's wearing you down? We want to help you get your energy back and find some grace-filled ways to overcome those challenges and reclaim your sense of peace and purpose. 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next call, we want to send out congratulations to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 10 years with us. WQOU 104.1 FM serves Mount Gilead, Ohio.
Congratulations to everyone at the Legion of Mary in Mount Gilead, Ohio, from all of us here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to your local EWTN Catholic radio station, make sure you are supporting EWTN Radio with your prayers, but with your dollars as well, so we can keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come, mainly so we can keep supporting you and all of your loved ones in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. And thanks again to WQOU 104.1 FM in Mount Gilead, Ohio, and for all the folks who are making Catholic radio possible, wherever you are. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, On the Brink of Burnout. Is there a particular person or challenge that you're just tired of dealing with? Maybe there's somebody in your life who just wears you down being around them. Your child who doesn't listen. Your spouse who isn't tuning in. That parent, family member, or friend who just takes up too much time and energy. Or maybe there's a specific problem you're not quite sure how to deal with, and you're feeling like, maybe I just have to settle. Well, don't do that. Give us a call. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Christine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yes, hi. I have two large challenges. My husband, who has a mental illness, had to move back so we don't lose our house. We have that large family. I know I've talked to you and Mrs. Popchak before, and my oldest daughter is 19 and not willing to get a job, getting her GED later, but very diabolical.
So let's pick one of those just for the sake of time so we can help you with whichever one is most important. What would you like to deal with today?
Probably my daughter, Mary, 19.
Okay, so what's up?
Very angry. Yeah, she's angry that Dad is back in the house, but not willing to take responsibility more for her life. She's getting her GED, but not getting a job, just kind of living this nonchalant, not responsible life.
And so where are you getting stuck in trying to help her? I mean, what do you want her to do, I guess? What's your goal exactly?
I want her to get a job.
Okay, and
license.
And what's stopping? What's getting in the way whenever you try to encourage her to get a job? What are you trying to do and what's happening?
I want her to get a job and I want her to get a car and she's just not looking for a job.
Right, but that's not telling me what you're trying to do to facilitate that. What have you tried to do, and how is it working?
I've tried to take her to interviews and jobs, and but she's very picky, and they're too far away, and we've got a lot of opportunities where I live. I have vertigo.
So you actually take her to the interview And does she go in? Does she do a good job? Or does she, like, schlep in awful clothes and present herself badly? I mean, how much pushback is she giving when you actually take her to these things?
She's fine going, but she's wants to go too far, and I've gotten some tickets because I have vertigo and I do a lot of driving with the kids, so I'm trying to remain peaceful and cut down what's not healthy for me. But she is reluctant in getting something that I can do for driving, and she wants what she wants, and she's not getting a job.
Okay. All right, well, let's break this down first of all. If she needs to get her license, A, to help, you know, around the family, and also to be able to get to a job, is there money to get her a car if she gets her license?
No, there is not.
Could she drive your car?
I can't afford her on my insurance. I will drive her to work and back. If it's local, there's tons of jobs. But I can't.
But the issue is she doesn't want to work locally?
Correct.
And why not?
Because she's fussy. She wants to go far.
That doesn't really answer my question. So you don't know is the answer to that. You don't know what, you have no idea what the issue is there. All right. So look, you're describing a lot of practical things you're doing, and that's good. But you know, you've got a husband with mental illness. You've got a daughter with some kind of mental illness problem because she's not launching, right? You've got your own physical problems. You guys need to be in some kind of family counseling to be working this out locally. You know, there's just a lot going on in the family. And honestly, what's happening is your daughter is behaving this way because she doesn't want to move out. I see this with kids who are failing to launch all the time, where they, for whatever reason, didn't feel like they got their emotional tank full, and unconsciously they want to sabotage their ability to move out in the hopes that somehow they'll get that need met.
And it's probably very complex. On the one hand, she's been dealing with living in a house with somebody with a mental illness who then moved out and left, and when we go through that kind of trauma, we kind of freeze at the age, mentally, emotionally, that we experience the trauma. And she's probably going through that. So you're talking to a person who looks her age, looks like she could go out and do these things, and yet emotionally inside, she's a scared child of whatever age she was when this all really started to happen. And without addressing some of that, first of all, second of all, coming up with a plan, a really practical plan to make it happen, she can't move on. And the problem is that right now you're saying to her, go do this. She doesn't really see how that's going to work. You can take her to work sometimes. Well, will it always be able to happen that way? How much is she going to be able to make at the kind of job she's applying for? Will she be able to afford a car, insurance, gas, all the things that are going on there? Just saying to her, I need you to get a job, what she's hearing is, I need you to become an adult and help fix this situation. Well, she does need to become an adult, but she has no idea how to do that, and your whole family needs a very practical plan. So getting together with someone locally who can kind of talk you through and create baby step plans for, okay, you do this, Mom, you do this, Daughter, we do this with Dad, will really help bring peace to all of you.
The only other way through this is to tell her that she can't live at home anymore. Which is an option. It's not my first choice, but that would be the only way to possibly get her to launch.
But in all honesty, Christine, if you said to her you can't live at home anymore, you're kicking her out on the street. She has no money of her own. She has no job, probably not a lot of skills, and no way to get an apartment, a car, without you being able to co-sign or do something like that. So there's a lot of very practical things that need to be done here to be able to even begin to launch her.
So I'd like you to be working with a family counselor in your area that can begin to help you sort out an actual plan for addressing these things, because it's not just that she's lazy, it's that she's hurting. And you haven't been able to help her identify that hurt and figure out how to respond to that hurt, and she's sabotaging her ability to launch, as a way of getting your attention.
And you're hurting. You're going through an awful lot right now. I can hear that in your voice. It's definitely illustrated by what you're going through. But if you can work with somebody together with her to be able to start making practical plans, that will ease some of your hurt and fear as well, because you need somebody to be able to kind of lean on and learn skills from, because you've been stuck in a very difficult situation with the situation with your husband.
While you're looking for that professional to work with, the conversation I'd like you to have with your daughter next is to go to her and say, you know what, I think I've been thinking about this all wrong. I've been pushing you to get a job, and you need to get a job, and I've been pushing you to get out, and you need to do those things, but I've been thinking of you as lazy, and I'm sorry about that. I understand that you're not lazy, that you're hurting. And I want to do a better job of understanding what is that hurt that's holding you back, and how can I support you through it so that you can overcome the fear that's stopping you from doing the practical things that need to be done here. Because, Christine, it's not that she's fussy that she wants to work out of the area. It's that she's picking impossible situations that you can't possibly facilitate as a way of saying, this is not the problem, Mom. I'm dealing with a deeper issue here, and I need you to help me with that. Christine, thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Is there a particular challenge or person that you're just tired of dealing with? Maybe there's somebody in your life who wears you down, that child who doesn't listen, your spouse who isn't tuning in, that parent or family member or friend who takes up way too much of your time and emotional energy and just won't accept the boundaries you're trying to set. Or maybe it's not a person, maybe it's a specific problem you're not quite sure what to do about, and you're just feeling like, do I need to settle for this? Well, before you do, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you overcome all the ways that burnout is affecting your life and enable you to discover grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace and sense of purpose. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 30.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
We all know this verse, but I picked this verse today specifically because it emphasizes the point we're trying to make, that when we keep trying to do the same thing over and over, and that's not working, it's not a sign that we have to do that again, or it's not a sign that we have to give up. It's a sign that God is asking us to do something different. And what we really need to do is exactly what Jacob was talking about in his segment. Step back and spend time just in the presence of that person without an agenda. Or spend time thinking about that problem without an agenda, without even considering the solution. Just reflecting on it quietly in prayer, or being in the presence of that person quietly in prayer and saying, okay, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know that you have an answer for this. Show me how to think about this person or this problem differently. And help me identify an approach that's going to enable me to glorify you in my response. It's going to help me be my best self in my response. It's going to invite the people around me to be their best selves too. And identify at least the next step. Because sometimes God doesn't give us the whole answer at once, because he wants to walk with us and use this experience as an opportunity to draw closer to him. So give him that chance. And live out this verse from Matthew 11:28-30. Take his yoke on you. Put yours down. Pick up his, because it's a lot easier when you let him lead. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Talking about burnout today on More to Life, whether it's in general or with a specific person or problem. Let us help you find those grace-filled solutions and reclaim your sense of purpose. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after this.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Ron Finn here, inviting you to join Dave Vacheris, Pat Ody Murray, and me for Morning Offering, the Catholic way to start your day.
We welcome some very special guests each day, including Teresa Tamio, Andrew Reinhart, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and Matthew Archbold. Plus, my chat with Pat, talking with Catholic experts from all over.
Plus, we're having fun along the way, so you can start your day with a smile. Morning Offering, weekday mornings at 8, here on the Ave Maria Radio family of stations.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled On the Brink of Burnout. We're talking about those situations in your life or relationships that are just wearing you down, and you're tired of dealing with it, but you're not quite sure where to go with it. How can you get your energy back and identify some new ways of approaching those old problems? 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, talking to a lot of parents on Catholic Home lately that have shared that they're feeling a little bit burned out with different situations in their family life. And we're really happy to be able to support parents just like you in dealing with those things. If you want to check out Catholic HOM, download the app and become a subscriber to the Catholic Home community, because it's not just another parenting resource. You know, we are sharing research from our study from Georgetown University that looked at families that successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood. And not only that, really enjoyed an uncommonly joyful, loving, peaceful family life. And you can interact with Lisa and I and our whole team of coaches to get that parenting support that you need to build that more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. And in addition to the coaching, you can get tons of great resources to help make living the faith at home simple and fun. We want to share all that with you. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149, or go with the monthly option for $14.95 a month. One subscription covers you and your spouse for all the coaching and all your kids for all the activities. You don't have to ever feel overwhelmed or burned out as a Catholic parent anymore. Not with Catholic HOM to help. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic Home community. Let Lisa and I help you create the Catholic family life you're longing for and God's calling you to. With that, we're taking your calls on burnout today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you?
Hi. I just kind of wanted to... I have been sick for it's been like 5 to 6 years of my life. And honestly, just getting... irritated with that, not being able to to do things that that normal people can do, and not not really being able to, I take care of myself. I mean, literally, I live alone. But it seems like my oldest son has to step in quite often. He's spent all kinds of money trying to help me get better. Well, first of all, I had a liver transplant almost 3 years ago. But that was a result of some of my other illnesses. I have Crohn's disease. I also have autoimmune disease. Just a list, a total list. It's not, and I'm not kidding about that, like 20 different ailments.
That's so hard.
It seems like I can't get the energy to do things. I'm trying my best to, like I'm on disability, but, you know, that's not enough to live on. So I'm trying my best to get another job.
So how can we help you, Karen? What is it that you're is it that we can help you do today?
Well, I'm just trying to decide what I can do with that angst, you know, how I can live with being sick but still have a productive life.
Thank you. Now, that's a terrific question. And again, I want to join Lisa in saying that I'm so sorry that you're going through this. It's exhausting being a patient, and it's hard to be patient as a patient. And I can appreciate how difficult all these situations that you're describing are. I guess there are two things that I'm going to suggest to you as a place to start. And these may lead to other things, but as a place to start. First, I want to ask you to reflect and pray every day about how can you be a blessing to the people that are taking care of you. And that might just be by being pleasant around them. You know, I used to do home health work, hospice work, and visit a lot of folks who were dealing with chronic and very serious and end-of-life issues. And, you know, there were some patients who really just got lost in their illness, understandably, right? And who took it out on all the people around them. And then there were other patients who realized that they couldn't do anything about their illness, but they could still be a blessing by trying to be pleasant.
Sometimes you have to fake it till you make it.
And that's
okay. Might not feel it at all, but it actually is going to do two things. It's going to make everybody around you who is helping you feel less burdened, but it's also going to change the psychology of your mind. Because as we are more pleasant, as we smile, as we take those deep breaths and use a more pleasant voice, our brains don't understand that we're faking this. It actually starts to perceive, we're kind of happy today.
Now, don't deny the symptoms.
Right.
That
don't tell people when you
need help.
Don't
pretend that you're healthier than you are, but you might have to kind of fake that desire to be pleasant or
to say thank you, to ask how they are today, that kind of
thing. The point is, there is a ministry in that. You know, in by being kind to the people that are taking care of you, by being grateful for those things instead of, you know, complaining about it or instead of saying, oh gosh, I wish you didn't have to do this. I mean, of course, none of us wants to feel like a burden. But your son loves you and he's there and he's providing for you in so many different ways. And the people who are taking care of you are, so let them know how much you appreciate them and just be asking yourself, you know, how can I, you know, come off as some kind of a support to them too. Secondly, I'd like you to write down days that go better, what enables them to go even a little bit better, even a little less bad, right? You want to start keeping track of the differences that make a difference. In other words, what is it that enabled you to feel a little bit more energetic today, or to be able to accomplish a little bit more today? On the days that go better, what's a little bit different? And then once you identify some of those things, you can start intentionally building them into your plan for the day as a way of trying to cooperate with the way your body is working.
The other thing I strongly suggest you do, Karen, it's really helpful. And I had a chronic disease for about 25 years, so I really know what you're going through. And one of the great things is if you start a got done list and you write down anything you did manage to accomplish, you know, today, tomorrow, keep it every day. Even little things. I got up and I got clean and I brushed my teeth. Write it as a got done list. I was able to get my own meal together. Write it on your got done list. And it'll do two things. One, it starts to focus you on what you really have gotten done instead of, I can't do this, I can't do that, because that's so draining. And anyone who's limited by illness, as I well know, has a tendency to focus on that. So if we begin to see what we did get done, we carry ourselves a little stronger, we feel a little better, and we begin to say, well, if I got this done, can I get one more thing done today? What could that be? We also begin to see what it is we can do, and it leads to that what's the difference that makes the difference kind of thing. And that can be so helpful for clearing your mind, recentering yourself on what you can do and how you can live this all way better.
Karen, I'm sorry that you're struggling with all this. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach back out to us here again. But thank you so much for your call. We've been talking about burnout today on More to Life, and if you'd like more personalized attention in helping you overcome those challenges you're facing in your life or relationships that are wearing you down, reach out at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help you connect with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.